Tamskat na wow, nawagumaganak. This is Dallas Waskahat.
Egwa Fawn Wood, and you've tuned right in time. We have an amazing interview Dallas did with Shirley Hunter from Good Fish. We hope you guys enjoy as she shares a little bit of her language journey.
Tamskat na wow, nawagumaganak. This is Dallas Waskahat. I'm here at CP Tuckinup in the lands of the Blue Quills First Nations. And what we like to do every Wednesdays is we try to get, Nihiowak or Ainuwak to kind of share their language journey with us. And it's always really exciting when we get a chance to talk to people and you hear other, Nihiowak speak the language. And it's so beautiful, especially coming from our Squewak, our life givers. And it's such a comforting language to hear, their journey and how they continue their language. And, and the special guest we have today, I'll let her introduce herself when it times to come. But I worked in Goodfish a few years. I did some immersion teaching there. I worked in the school. And, I got to know a lot of people from Goodfish. And I'm really happy and thankful that, my experience there in Goodfish was wonderful because, with the, Wakutuwin and the Wagumaganak, I see the love and compassion that's still a rarity in this community in Goodfish, with families that really do care and love each other. So with that said, again, we just want to thank everybody for coming out here today. We're really excited today. We got a really good interview today. So I'm going to let you would never say no nategotem to her, but I just say that because that's the word of my, I pick a word every week that I keep saying over and over and over again until I own that word for me. So, but I'm going to let my nigawis introduce herself. So with that said, here we go.
Oh, nansikakio, ayawa Dallas and be the great ota, tatuskeon, Shirley Hunter and siga son kamustik kunosewak sa gaigan eotinia. Ego egimi go yana ya niwihun kaya sis sin pansquel utaya usitsegione igi utinaman apu egimi go yan ribbon woman sigason ego aya nista ntawa simsak nianan nsto igi pi ayayawak ego niso igi tipio upagahawak ik Egua ninigigwak say inagataski tsik Emily Hunter egua Victor Hunter. We maskut saya wiawao igimigo tsik ni hiyo wiun maga aya nigawimana igisiga tiko taya aya squel. Egwa nutawi paspas kuman iki pitaman iki wi awi iki wi goat.
And just
megwa tu mayan tatuskan uta blue quills ay pamnaman social work. Egwa wadala si pikwitimet matisa kakwi achimoyan tansuma iki aya pikskita manu mani yawiwin. Mina ekana weta man ki guaymagi ekta ki spike matsiga niwea kayasi mon mina. So thank you Dallas for inviting me to your talk, you want me to share a little bit of my language journey. I think I often am so grateful that I've been able to retain the language, and I think in doing that it's by speaking it as often as I can and hearing it as often as I can and asking always about how do you say this and where does this word come from and getting those deeper understanding of our language. And it's such a beautiful language when you really think of it and study it as well. I grew up with parents who spoke fluently in Cree, and of course, my mother, late Emily Hunter, was one of our trailblazers in the Cree language space. And so she taught us not only at home informally, but also formally as she was learning the structure of the language as well. And so you could say that we were sort of her test classroom at home. And her, and I remember hearing her and my late dad having always conversations around the Cree language and what they heard growing up and how some words sounded like and where they would gather the knowledge around the language. And what always struck me the most is that relationship, that broader meaning of Wakutu and our connection to the land and the way that we were as people. And so those words came from that understanding and that connection. And I remember hearing my mom and dad speak about that and remembering and also recalling what their grandparents or great-grandparents taught them. So this language retention is really a genealogy of this knowledge that continues to come from our ancestors to us. And, you know, we may sometimes forget it because we're not speaking it, but it comes back. I feel that it comes back the more that we wake it up, because our language has spirit, and that's what we're told. And our syllabics are spirit markers, you know. So we get all this teaching and understanding, and I truly believe that it awakens those parts in us when we connect back to the language.
Good. And you know, that's an askuman. If you could kind of, I'll let you think about this question though. What would you, what kind of advice would you give the Huskaisak and, you know, the ones that are trying to learn the language and trying to find something that's going to help them, you know, retain the language, or some kind of advice you would give to our, you know, our Huskaisak?
You know, for the young ones and even where we're at here at Blue Quills, our students come with no language at all. And one of the things we speak to them, even on their interviews, is to find a language mentor. I think it's so important to sit with those that are carrying the language, speaking the language, and have that relationship and stay within the language as often as possible. And I find those that really spend the time with language speakers and practicing are the ones that have really developed some mastery around their own language skills and retaining retaining it. And it's practice, 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 I think. And I'm so grateful that we're in a place of not shaming people for not speaking the language fluently. You know, there was a lot of stories years ago that turned off our students in speaking and laughed because people laughed at them. They weren't pronouncing it properly, or, you know, saying, oh, gimunyao, big squan, like, you know.
Yeah. Can we say wapskuyas instead of munyao?
Okay, wapskuyas.
And Nigawis, you know, speaking about that, I think, you know, we tend to forget sometimes with, even for myself, learning the language, I would get discouraged because I would think about Papiete from my relatives. But then, you know what, I kind of, after a while, my kukum, Nogum, still does that, because when I speak to her, she starts kind of smiling and laughing. But you know what, I kind of understood why she was doing that. In a way, she was kind of like, oh, me, in a way, like, oh, me, you know, like, he's speaking, you know, because she never really heard me speak all my life. And now that I can communicate with her in that Nehiowi, when, you know, in a way I understood that, you know, I'm kind of understanding now that there's good, almost good criticism, not really good criticism, but I think we have to understand that sometimes they're not, you know, the older ones are not really laughing. In a way, to my understanding, it's like, you know, I'm me, and then, yeah, but there is some that do kind of, you know, criticize you, because I was actually part of both, where I got criticized in both ways, but I finally start to understand, you know, that maybe there's a difference between that. Eh? Gima, before we go, here, go ahead, finish that
story. I think I'm just really grateful that I had kind teachers, and I think that's what we need. My great-granny, that's all she spoke, late Jean Jackson from Goodfish, and you know, she lived to be 107, and in that lifetime, you know, she had so many children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great, and so on. But, and that's all she spoke was Cree, and I think for me as a young child, that's all I spoke until I went to kindergarten, you know, and I think that made a difference in my life. And she was our caregiver often. And for someone who doesn't speak anything else but Cree, you had no choice but to speak the language. I wonder how our communities and our families would look if that's all that we heard and spoke and had those Cree speakers, because you stay within it. Your mind has to think Cree as well. And so my parents were kind teachers, and I try and model their ways and be kind to the students that I teach to now and those that are trying to learn the language and reclaim that as part of who they are. Here in Blue Quills for Social Work, we have language threaded throughout all of our programs, from diploma to our BSW and master's program. And the intention of that is because the language informs us in who we are and who we are as helpers and healers. And it's all embedded in there. And anytime we have Western concepts in social work in our program, we often ask our students, our instructors, to go back and ask the language, what would that mean then in Nihiyawiwin if we spoke about intergenerational trauma? How would that sound? And when we do that kind of thing in our programs, we learn so much about how we are to be with one another and its connection to creation and our sacred original instructions as Inuwak here. So the language is so much more than a structured class teaching a language. It's just so relational, and it just has so many ways in which we connect to one another, and it informs us on how to be good people to one another as well.
I started to, even on this language journey, I started to, when I was speaking to Katea, I started to hear this word for the first time, Newoino. I don't even know if I'm saying that right, the four bodies or the four spirits, Newoino, right? So they would, and that's the first time I'm 43. And that's the first time I come across that word in my life. And I thought, man, I worked so hard to sing Nehiowak, Ainowak. And then the first time in my life, I started to hear that word, Nehoino. Is that a word that you've known and come to understand?
Actually, as we deepen our language journey here in social work, we come to understand that we are people of the four. And that's the word that you're using, Nehoinowak. And so we look at Inu as that person with the four, coming with the four dimensions and the four directions. And in social work, then our students have to look at the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual, and nothing can be disconnected from that. And this, and how do we create balance within each of those four spaces and centering spirit? Spirit is at the center. And so we've moved from Cree, Nihiyawak, Inuwak, you know, and then down to, in the master's program, is being mindful of those four direction, because we are those four directional people. Oh. That's what that word is, at least to our understanding here.
Hi. Well, that's looks like that we're we had a wonderful talk today here in Nigawis, and I just want to ask you one more important question before I go here, and it's for our people to, they want to know, we want to know, is Kia Pitsagi how?
Eha.
She loves him, ladies and gentlemen. That's powerful right there. Waksamaga nawagumaga like Nigawis kana swup nawautaya. We just want to give everybody for coming here today and taking the time for listening to us.
That was awesome. Thank you, Dallas. I think it's really important to talk with people from all different fields, especially in our communities, the ones that speak Cree, because, you know, I think it's really encouraging. You might actually relate to some of the things that where their language journey and all of that started. And, you know, so far we've had knowledge keepers, teachers, we've had all kinds of people, drum keepers, singers, stuff like that on the show. And I think that was really awesome.
No, it's really awesome because, You know, Shirley Hunter is a real advocate for language. She's absolutely an advocate for, cultural and everything that she stands for, coming from her late parents. So it was wonderful to talk to her because, you know, to me, you know, she's going to be an Ogamaw squaw one day. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be somebody that we're going to look to for guidance in the future. So I was really thankful because I literally just walked in and said, I'm interviewing you, right? So I sat down, right? So I kind of took her by surprise. You know what? Nawigamagan, she's a real, real supporter of our show as well.
Awesome. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. And make sure you stay tuned right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour. Before we go, though, I just want to say thank you to Shirley for offering your time, your story, and your voice, and also being an amazing Skowak, a Nahio Skowak that, you know, a lot of our communities need more people like Shirley. Ay, hi, nanas, come on.